Welcome to Shree and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shree and Kira.
Namaste and welcome, beloved ones, to Shree and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shree Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, we are. And today, I love today, we are diving into, this is our culminating show, Shree, our last show of our series on messages from other dimensions. And what a fabulous way to end this with our dear friend Bill Burns talking about angels, UFOs, and the misinformation. I think, especially what's going on the planet right now, this is a really powerful and captivating topic. And, you know, Bill has been on the show. He's been a regular on with us. Those of you that have been listening to us for the past 8 years know that we've had Bill on, gosh, at least once or twice a year, every year. So always a great guest.
Absolutely. And, you know, the topic today, we've kind of gone from the, let's just say the formless messages of channeling and inspired guidance. And we're kind of coming forward now to, well, you know, some of these folks have form.
Yeah, they well,
some of these visitors are just, they have some shape and size to
them. Well, they do. And, you know, I think about, we started this with James Gilliland, was the beginning of this series. And I kind of like the bookends of James and Bill. And in the middle, we had Steve and Barbara Rother, and we had Melody from Sedona Journal and Robert Shapiro last week. A really rounded look. And we hope our intention of this series was to broaden your mind, broaden your field of experience into this.
Beautiful indeed. And, you know, one of the things I want to remind everybody, you can join us on Twitter, you know, say hello. Our Twitter handle is at Shree and Kira. That's simply at Shree and Kira. You can also use the hashtag Shree and Kira Live so that we can read your tweets later. So please consider sending us your little messages on Twitter or joining us live on the call, because you can always do that as well.
Indeed.
You know, one of the things that's fun, at least what my definition of fun, is when we get to peek behind the veil,
yeah.
When we get to discover a mystery or bring some light of day to something that was in the shadows. And certainly one of the perennial topics of being in the shadows is about the UFO phenomenon. That
uh-huh.
is the unidentified flying objects, the extraterrestrial visitors, and everything that goes with that. This has captured the imagination of people around the world for the last half century.
Well, you know, Shree, one of the things that I think is important to pay attention to is the way that Hollywood has shifted. You know, I'm old enough, I think all of us are old enough, especially now that they've redone it, to remember E.T. when we first came out with this benevolent, loving, precious little being that we all wanted to go home, you know?
We wanted
him to... And that was when Spielberg was still kind of more in a benevolent mode, you know, followed by, you know, when we had The Third Kind, you know, The Close Encounters. And then what's fascinating is this shift, and Bill has always added a lot of illumination to this shift from a benevolence to a be afraid, be very afraid, to many, many Hollywood movies, TV shows that want us to be afraid of that which we cannot fully explore, and that which might shift the paradigms of the accepted norm. And that's really where we step in, especially with, let's look at the global situation right now. You know, it seems like everything's coming together, and this is why we're starting up in August, angels, stay with us, because in August, we're starting up a powerful series about healing our planet, healing ourselves, and a really productive way to look at how to integrate what's happening, not to hide from it, not to get angry and activistic, but how to bring passionate action to what's happening out there on our planet.
Well, and there's certainly a lot of polarity and energy bubbling on the planet.
That's
right
almost
now.
An understatement.
You know, we look at what's the horrific things going on in Gaza and Syria, let alone the whole Russian tension that's dancing in Eastern Europe. It's truly a crazy time. And it's a time when those of us that are not directly involved in those conflicts and tensions to be holding a space of peaceful energy to help, let's just say, to help calm the waters.
Well, and, you know, speaking of that, I want to make an invitation to everybody listening. Make a note right now. Sri and I every month hold a wonderful circle. It's a Miracle Team circle where we do ceremony and explain in depth all of the revelations for that month. Now, remember, on YouTube, this is always posted in video by the first of each month. So if you're hearing this around, you know, the 1st of August, go check out the revelations for August. But on Wednesday night, August 6th, I want you to make a note of that, August 6th at 5:30 Pacific time, you can join Sri and I free. This is going to be a live telecall with Sri and I. And all you need to do to get the access code is send us an email to simply guest@sriandkiraradio.com. Just send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com.
Now, that's G-U-E-S-T. Not guess. Because if you're guessing, you'll remain guessing forever.
Am I that hard to understand, Sri? Oh, my goodness. So, hey, guys, remember, make a note. August 6th, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Send us an email, guest@sriandkira.com, sriandkiraradio.com, and we will get you into that phone call free. A powerful teaching during a powerful month. Because, you know, Sri, coming up in August is the second of the three supermoons. And this is part of why we've been seeing this heating up during the summer. We've had the supermoon in July. We have this supermoon coming up in August and a culminating supermoon in September. Remember, August is hot and July is big, and this is what's happening, and it's really an important time for us to be paying attention to everything that's going on right now, and an important time to recognize that along with what's happening on our planet, we have a lot of interest galactically, universally. This is beyond a woo-woo situation. We are at a moment of divine intervention. And how we call that moment forward is also based upon that planetary thought body. And we've talked about that a lot.
Absolutely. For those of you that are unsure what we're referring to, the planetary thought body is indeed the energy of unresolved emotional hurt, pain, and fear. And hurt, pain, and fear, what I'm talking about is just back up from the picture for a moment.
Right.
Every time a person is frightened, every time a person releases great emotion, whether it's fear, terror, or joy, that emotion travels infinitely.
Yeah.
However, the coarser emotions, such as fear and hurt and everything associated with that, actually get caught.
Yeah.
They get caught, and you might call it a web of a filtered web that's surrounding our planet. And so as a result, this planetary thought body is filled with all of the misinformation,
yep,
all of the negative belief patterns. Joy and love, on the other hand, don't get caught. They just keep going. You know, and so when we have a burst of joy, a burst of happiness, that energy flows out, and the people nearby certainly notice it. And then it just keeps on going out into the universe. Now, I'd like to think that our planet is sending a beacon of joy energy out in the universe.
You know, I would like to think that too. But, you know, Sri, the reality is it's not. And we all know that. And this is why there's been such an interest. You know, I have to back up, guys. Let's talk about July. Let's talk about the extraordinary phenomenon. And hey, if you want to talk, if you want to join in this conversation, remember you can get in the queue by calling us at 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And we'd love to chat with you, offer you a mini soul reading, get your perspective on what's happening on the planet right now. But I want to go back to earlier July, because we had a UFO encounter here in Guatemala that we've never had before, Sri, ever.
Yes,
and it was profound. And here's what's so profound for me, guys, and I admit I'm a little biased on this one. It happened on your birthday. It was July 10th.
July 10th, New Dev 50 was my birthday.
I'm talking this year right now, Sri. This year right now. But on July 10th this year, how many of you out there, you've probably heard about those lights over Phoenix. Remember you heard about that? And if not, hey, go to YouTube, Google the lights over Phoenix and you'll see it. Sri and I were enjoying your birthday and it was not too late at night. It was only like around 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. The sun was down, but it wasn't dark, 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 but the sun was down. And we were sitting out on our balcony where we are blessed. I mean, here at the Self-Ascension Sanctuary in Antigua, we're really, really blessed because we have this incredible view. And we looked up and I'm like, Shree, what, you know, it's one of those like, oh my God, am I not? What am I seeing? What am I really seeing? Events.
Well, yes. Many of you have gazed at the night sky and seen blinking lights and different kinds of phenomenon, then you wonder, is that an aircraft?
Well,
is that a satellite?
Right.
Is that a UFO?
And here's what was so amazing. It started out with two lights. They were two lights that were like a parallel line, one and another, and they were fairly far apart, but they were traveling together. And I was the one that first saw it, and I stood up to get a better view. Shree's sitting there still having his wonderful little glass of birthday wine. And I was like, Shree, what is that? And of course, your first reaction was, oh, that's a plane. And I pointed over to the right in the distance. I said, no, Shree, that's a plane.
Right.
What is that?
and as I gazed up into the sky and looked at this, it's as if, you know, when you're looking in the night sky, there was a kind of a whitish, reddish light on one side, and then the parallel.
The other one was like a greenish blue.
Kind of a green blue.
Yeah.
And they traveled together. They were moving kind of from left to right, and they were traveling together. And actually, there were several of them.
Well, and then that's what happened. After we focused into those and we noticed that, wait a minute, there's more going on here than we're aware of. There is something happening here. Then what happened was the more we looked, what did we count? 20?
There were lots of them. There were these pairs of lights. Now, what was really amazing about them is they were all kind of traveling, let's just say going downstream together.
Right, but then they would stop and start moving in other directions.
They stopped. They would be stationary. Then they would go back the other direction.
Yeah.
And then they would go back to the right again. And the one I was particularly watching went into a cloud. And it didn't come out.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, I'd like to see you. I'd like to communicate with you.
Yeah.
And it popped out.
Literally, guys, popped out. And at this point, we had a beautiful group of students here at that point. So we called down. They were down in Antigua, beautiful UNESCO World Heritage City that we happen to have as our view. So we called down to our students and said, hey, guys, where are you right now? And we said, go out onto the roof of your hotel, and told them where to look. Well, the next thing you know, they're all like, oh, my God, is this really happening? And the key is, yes, it's really happening. And then what was so fascinating was that this lasted for about an hour. I mean,
yeah,
and we only had our iPhone to record it, which did a really poor job, but we were really trying to record it.
Well, and from our experience in working with interdimensionals, we decided maybe the best thing to do is just relax and seek a telepathic communion, to seek some form of message. And indeed, the more Kira and I relaxed, the more it became clear that these were actual extraterrestrial visitors.
Well, and this was probably one of the single most profound ET experiences we've ever had. And I was smiling. I was thinking about James when we had him on the show and the experiences he has. This was every bit as rich and profoundly timed. You know, you and I had actually been in a meditation and talking about interdimensional communication. We knew that we were in this month of shows here in July. And then to have this group here with us. So the group, of course, went out and they were blown away. And of course, the next day, we all really were talking about the connections that happened.
And I think anytime a person has a telepathic or intuitive connection with an interdimensional, for a large extent, that's a personal gift.
Absolutely.
It's a personal message.
Because how many people
like
didn't see it?
Yeah.
You know, how many people didn't pay attention?
Often these phenomena are only visually available to those who are ready to see.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I will share with you about the communion, because I think it's timely and appropriate, is that the beings that were communicating via these ships, what I heard very clearly was that their home base was on the planet Mars.
Which is very fascinating, especially with all the interest in Mars right now.
Yeah, and you think about all the rovers and all of the travel
And we're not saying that they live there, right? All right, so you don't have to start going, great, they're talking about Martians. We're talking about it's kind of like a jump point.
Yeah, it's a station or a physical base that they can use for recharging and taking care of themselves.
And you know, lately, if you start looking at all of the revelations that are happening with all the new cameras, more and more we're starting to get undeniable evidence of not only structures and things that exist on Mars, but also our moon. There's a lot going on around that right now.
Well, and let's just explore Mars for another moment.
Sure.
I invite
you. I'll explore it anytime, Shay.
Let's go, baby. The travel time's a killer.
I know. Bummer.
The thing that, for those of you that have this interest, if you have not looked at NASA's photos.
Go look.
It's really wondrous and wonderful. And what you need to do is half close your eyes and imagine what those ground impressions might be if the buildings were still there. Mm-hmm, it's kind of like looking at a foundation of a high rise when there's no high rise.
Yeah.
And you begin to see, oh, there was water, there were currents, there were structures on the hillsides.
Yeah.
And it becomes quite obvious that Mars was once a rich civilization.
Well, you know, even our scientists are starting to acknowledge that. I mean, they're beyond the speculation and starting to definitively say, you know, we've got to concede that this planet carried a lot of life. And there's actually a lot of really well done. I mean, you have to wade through some of the ones that are just absolutely ridiculous, but there are some really well done videos around this on YouTube. And if you go start poking around YouTube, you will find some really intelligent, well done. Get ones that were recently more done in this year or late 2013, where this data has become, you know, essentially, Shri, undeniable. And this is something that the Archangelic Realm has been sharing with us for over 12 years now, is that post 2000, we are at the time of undeniable contact, yet the powers that be, the misinformation campaigns, the Be Afraid TV shows, the Be Afraid movies want us to be afraid, because God forbid we accept that we are not alone in the universe. And yet everywhere you go, you can't deny
it anymore.
Well, now
whose God is going to forbid that? That's really the powerful issue here.
I guess I really need to watch my language, huh, don't I, babe? Thank you for calling me on that one.
Well, you know, but there's so many of the world's great faiths that simply don't have room for adding this context in.
Right, right.
And yet Pope Francis was so cute, beautiful.
Wasn't
when he said,
precious?
He said, well, if there are ETs, I'll baptize them.
Bring them in. I love that man. You know, I actually follow him on Twitter. I do. And, you know, remember, tweet us, say hello at Shri and Kira, and also at Kira Raw. We have two Twitter accounts.
We're tweeting.
We're tweeting, baby. And, you know, speaking of tweeting, I want to mention that we were, 3 weeks ago, we were on Bill and Nancy's show.
Yes.
Bill and Nancy Burns. And during that time, it was a fabulous show. And I love how every time we connect with them, Bill is, it's amazing to me that Bill's still alive in many ways, because he is really a pioneer in getting the truth out there.
Well, he's pushed the envelope quite a bit. And he started life as a college professor in the 70s and moved into real crime research and UFO research. Day After Roswell was a New York Times bestseller that he worked on.
And he's one of these guys that, you know, he's so incredibly brilliant that he gets the information. He does the research. There's never a doubt. When he brings something forward, it's a bona fide fact.
Well, and this is part of both the blessing and the dilemma of the times we are in.
Oh,
now,
agreed.
Let me take this to where I'm going.
All right, Mr. Passionate Action, take it. Go for it.
Is that we have these wonderful brains. We have this this gray matter that loves to put facts and figures together.
Right.
And then when the facts and figures are put together, it's presented to our consciousness so that we can accept it fully.
Yes.
Now, there's many people that will accept things fully without all the facts and figures.
True.
They will accept it based on intuitive data.
Well, and because their heart, I mean, let's face it, your heart is the ultimate lie detector. And when your heart resonates as true, then you know that.
And Bill's one of these guys that has a wonderful intuitive heart, and yet he will bring all the facts and figures to bear.
Right. And, well, you know what helps him do that is his amazing wife, Nancy. Yes. Who is, I mean, she's a summa cum laude in Princeton University. I mean, these people are, and we're proud to call them our friends. They've been our friends for over 12 years now. And these guys are amazing.
And at the moment, Bill is a little MIA, missing in action. We're going to take a station break in a minute and see if we can't rustle him up and get him on the show. But for right now, we invite you to stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the violet flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted that you have chosen to be here with us now.
You know, one of the things that we are so excited about is that we're really bookending this month of messages from other dimensions. And speaking of messages from other dimensions, and I love this. So last week, I get this call from Nancy Burns telling me that a tree had fallen on their house. And you want to talk about something big, you know, when a tree falls on your house.
Oh, my goodness.
And that they've been having a really hard time with communications, et cetera. And so I want you guys to know we have Bill confirmed for the show. And I suspect that if we're not getting him on, there's a message from another dimension, because Bill was getting ready to share some pretty startling stuff with us and about the truth as to why UFO Hunters was taken off the air, which is a wild story, my loves. I mean, there's lots of fan fiction out there, but we've got the horse's mouth.
Well, we're gonna share a little bit about that topic anyway, just to have fun. And yes, the last we heard, there was a storm in the Northeast where they live, and a tree fell on the home.
Nancy sent me a video of it.
Which
it was crazy. Can you imagine?
So we're not sure what's happening at the moment, but for right now, we're delighted that you are here.
Absolutely. And we have so much more to share. So I'm really grateful, because when we have these messages from other dimensions, when we have this information coming in, what it does is, I really want to talk about, Sri, about the misinformation, the way that we're misguiding people. You know, just like we have all these world events that are happening right now. And, you know, one of the books that we were going to discuss with Bill was his book that talked about, what was it, like the first 10 hours of World War III.
Yeah, he has a recent book that came out, I think, in late 2009 or 2010, and it was World War III, the first 10 hours.
Yeah.
And the opening premise of this, it's kind of a thriller.
Yeah.
Is
oh, very
that,
much so.
That
one I don't want to be alive for.
But the satellites that circle our Earth, that the military depends upon for communications and for visual, all the satellites went down.
Yeah.
Now, you could imagine that given the state of the Pentagon, the NSA, and this electronic world of eavesdropping and manipulation, that if all the satellites went down, there would be quite an alarm, a wave that would go through the United States.
And look at what's happening right now. I mean, certainly without wanting to pass any judgment or create any activistic energy, because we want to stay in the mode of passionate action, we have this situation in in the Ukraine, where, you know, they're now showing video of these rocket launchers that were seen coming in and leaving, one rocket missing after this plane was shot down. And we look at the worldwide alert about the potential of, quote unquote, something very harmful in the hands of a terrorist, and this misinformation that's growing and growing and growing. And I really want to tie this into the messages we're receiving from the archangelic realm, because, you know, there is not just one version of what's happening on our planet. We have what's happening in Syria. My goodness, we have Israel and Gaza. We have so many things. We have these immigrant children sitting in the United States and living in Central America. You and I are very close to this issue.
You know, there's a number of things to chat about on these topics. And one of them that comes forward for me right away is the power of immediate information.
Yeah.
Whether it's through the television or through the internet, all of a sudden we're being informed,
right,
of these conflicts and situations worldwide.
Right.
And if you just scroll back 100 years, when, you know, in the early, around the World War II era, mm-hmm, and before, these things would take a long time to,
right,
hit the newspapers. Mm-hmm. People would go to theaters and watch
for the movie
news
reel that was probably 3 weeks old.
Or more.
Or more. Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's almost as if some of these countries are believing that no one, they can get away with it, so to speak, that no one's watching. And yet Syria just unanimously reelected their auspicious president, Assad. And
I love these unanimous elections. Egypt has a unanimous dictator.
It's amazing how
president.
My people love me.
Yeah, it's just a really incredible.
A democracy of conformity. That's an amazing political system.
No kidding.
But truly, beloved ones, if you just step back from the picture and look at the absurdity of what is happening on our globe from the Israeli preoccupation of we have the right to harm other beings, to keep our population safe, to every to the radical Islamic activity of ISIS going in Iraq, saying we're going to behead you if you don't convert.
Or how about all the girls that are being stolen now?
Ladies are stolen in Africa. Yeah. The aircraft that went down in
Mali,
in West Africa. Mm-hmm. The aircraft went down in the Ukraine.
Okay, stop. There's just too much to talk about.
But I just the reason I'm bringing this up is we're getting whelmed by all of this information, and I think it's making people numb.
Well, and see, we're in this time now. I want to bring this back to the archangelic messages and the things that we've been gifted with, because the passionate action says, how do we put all this together? How do we make sense of this? How do we avoid the numbness? And in the energy of these three supermoons, the July supermoon, the August supermoon, and the September supermoon, and again, guys, join us during our live telecall. We are doing an extraordinarily live worldwide teleconference August 6th. It's free. It's at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, United States. Send an email to guest@shriandcareradio.com so we can get you into that call. Mm-hmm. And what's happening is that as the world is expanding right now, what the archangelic realm is sharing with us was that July was the month. July was that month of integrity, that your true heart would be revealed, that you would not be able to hide. And so what's happening is everything that's been bubbling, you know, everything that's been just below the surface, let's face it, you know, Israel and Gaza, you know, that's been bubbling for how long? My God, you know, thousands of years. We have this whole Russia-Ukraine thing that's been bubbling for a while. The Syrian situation and ISIS, Iraq, bubbling. Your personal life, bubbling. What is bubbling up for you? Because there's just a few days left in July, and what's going to happen in August is intense heat is the way that they're describing it right now.
So let's just recap that for a moment. July is bringing forward a authenticity moment, a moment where what was hidden is being revealed.
Yes.
And, you know, what was hidden is oftentimes the shadow.
See.
And whether there's the shadow side of yourself, maybe some old hurts coming forward for healing, or the shadow side of our shared experience on this earth.
Right.
That's coming forward. What the news is not broadcasting are the people who are having their celebration moments, the people who are saying, you know, my life makes more sense now.
I'm taking action in a beautiful way now. Because my truth is being revealed, and what was hidden behind the surface is finally coming forward. And that has, you know, that has no judgment around it. The universe doesn't care if it's positive or negative. And so the universal energy is saying it's all bubbling forward.
Absolutely. Well, listen, let's go to the lines here. We have a first-time caller standing by. And if I have the name right, it's Damoso from Italy.
Oh, buongiorno.
Hello there. Welcome. Can you hear me well?
We can hear you fine. Welcome to the show, sweetheart.
All right. 8 years old. Atma namaste.
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 I'm Tommaso from Italy, and I'm going to live in Brazil in September this year with my partner, Marta. That said, what else do I need to know about myself, about my soul in this now moment? Do you guys have any suggestions, any guidance to tell me? Gratitude for the answer. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you, my angel. And thank you for calling us today. You know, I love that you called us today, because – as you started sharing, as I was connecting with your voice and with your plans and what's coming forward for you in the future, what I saw come up around you, it's a beautiful ring, but it's like a circle, and it's a ring of fire letters, these beautiful golden fire letters. And they're, it's like you're standing, it's like you and your partner are standing in the center of this ring of fire letters. And every time that you gaze at one, it moves. It's like it's saying hello to you. And I'm watching these fire letters moving back and forth. And what they're saying is that there is a divine code that you are carrying that with each step you take will reveal itself step by step. And to not be afraid and to not hesitate. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. And that this golden fire letter energy is connected deeply with, they're saying it's an ancient birth and a rebirth that are simultaneously coming together. And within the next few months, this will culminate into almost like an entire new life for you. You're going to be doing things in a different way, seeing things in a different way. And so for you, I love that you called today, because there's very much a multidimensionality aspect to this. There's very much a union that will allow you to move forward.
All right.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Angel.
Yeah, we certainly wish you well on your journey, and know that once you've made your decision, trust the process, because so much more will be revealed once you're there.
And you're being supported. I mean, everything you're doing right now, your decisions are strong. You have very strong guidance. I mean, very, very strong guidance. So it's like the calls you make, the things you do, the things you put in place. But connect if you can. Try to go into deep meditation and connect with this writing. It's very, very ancient. It looks like a bunch of symbols, but it's fire letters, and it's this golden fire, and it's very, very powerful, and it's talking to you. It's like they're knocking on your door saying, we are right here, mm-hmm. and you might even want to take a pen, like maybe buy a golden pen, you know, a pen that writes in gold ink, and just start moving your hand and let it come forward, because it's right there. It's ready to go. And feel our heart and our love around you. Many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Angel.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Well, that was a wonderful visual.
Oh my gosh. You know, don't you feel it?
Yes. So often as we connect with people and we feel their energy, there's such a variety of humanness that comes through. And when we have that divine connection, the sacred fire letters as an example, let alone the angelic ones that are there, it's such a privilege to be able to consciously connect.
You know, one of the things that helps us to decipher the chaos is conscious connection.
Conscious connection means that you're paying attention. You know, so often we are looking at the world through the filter of our habitual understandings.
Woo, that can be scary.
Well, it can be comforting because it's habitual.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a certain reassurance that comes when things are predictable, even if there's something missing.
Right.
You know, I can't tell you how many times in my years as a psychotherapy professional, sitting with clients who are saying the same old pain over and over.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would sometimes ask them, how much is enough? You know, are you ready to move on? And
really? Is enough enough?
And many times they'd make excuses like, well, no, I'm stuck. You know, circumstances are different. But actually, people get addicted to their common situation, even the pain. We get addicted to the pain because it gives us some sense of vitality.
It does. And, you know, looking at what we're talking about today, when we decipher chaos, what's happening is, let's say that you have a bona fide UFO encounter. Let's say that suddenly you're having messages from spirit come into you, or you're realizing that you are channeling. Maybe you weren't even conscious of it, but suddenly you realize you are. There is a sense of, for many people, there is that emotional component that comes forward. And sometimes it's not comforting. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it says, is this of the highest? You know, we're being conditioned, Sri. The reality is that our planet is conditioning us to be afraid. And the planetary thought body right now is sending out a signal of fear.
So the wisdom here is to learn how to step out of your habitual perspectives, your habitual mindset, even your addiction to your story. And the way we do that is through activity, through activity. Maybe it's a meditation activity. Maybe it's a movement activity. But we need to kind of get out of our own way in order to decipher the chaos.
Yes.
And to get out of your own way means going deeper, going further before, deeper in your surrender, deeper in your prayers, deeper in your meditation, maybe even deeper in your exercising.
Yeah,
kind of break through the thermocline and the barriers so that your reticular activating system is freshened. You know, the messages that are available to us can be upsetting and reassuring both.
Well, doesn't it depend on our perspective? You know,
absolutely.
I think about our very first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, which is predominantly Archangel Zadkiel's welcome to the world and has so much, I mean, timeless information.
Yes.
I think that's why that book's been constantly in print for over 12 years now and still so popular, it flies off shelves. But one of the things Zadkiel said that you and I have certainly lived long enough, been out there long enough to see, is that the book, when those messages came through, Zadkiel was clear. Zadkiel said, this book, every time you read it, will reveal more based on your level of consciousness.
Yes.
That there is a coding in these messages. And, you know, if you go to our website, sriankira.com, it's just sriankira.com, go click on the Archangelic Messages. There are thousands of pages of relevant information that when you're ready, and the way I always share with people is use it as your own reading. You know, go to that page where it has the titles of all these different series. Maybe you're called to the Lessons of Oneness. Maybe you're called to the Lost Books of the Essene. Maybe you're called to the Messages of Manifestation that are coming in right now. And just click on one. I guarantee it will hold a message for you because all of them carry codes. And I think about how hard you and I have worked to, I don't want to say buck the mainstream, but at the same time, you know, we've always refused to compromise the truth. And, you know, we've had offers to have our work printed as long as we would rewrite it or deny how that message came through. And yet by holding to that, by posting these messages exactly as they're delivered, what we have witnessed among so many people is that every time you visit a message, it's exactly perfect and it reveals more because your heart is connecting.
And that sincere read, then it becomes that moment of revelation. When we look at sacred writings, the information there is indeed beyond the human mind's comprehension.
Yes.
In terms of this coding we're
yes.
referring to, that there is a recognition that comes through. It's as if you were staring at a mandala. You know, when you stare at a mandala.
Wait, oh, you just did that and I got altered. Boy, does that
we
come
have,
up.
We have different experiences every time we look at it.
Absolutely.
And so it is with sacred writing, that we have different experiences. The words are put together differently in our consciousness,
yeah,
for example.
Yeah.
And this is one way we can make sense out of what's going on in our world.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing to remember is that chaos is a reorganization of a status quo. Chaos is an unpredictability. It doesn't mean that it's bad. It means things are cooking. Things
right.
are changing.
Right. And if we're being invited to decipher it, it means there's a code within the chaos. And I really see that code when we look at the Pyramid of Spiritual Awakening as a deciphering that says, are you ready to see why everything is playing out? Are you ready to see the bigger picture? Or are you trapped in engaging the picture at the level it's being given, which is just going to create more chaos, more anger, more fear around the entire planetary thought body?
Well, and that brings us to the other theme that we wanted to address today, which is the misinformation.
Oh, yeah.
Misinformation is one of the ways you can manipulate a person who's in a free will zone.
Absolutely. Well, and you think about, okay, the 1947 Roswell crash, and this is one of the things we've discussed with Bill on some of our past shows. And if you go to our archives at sriankiraradio.com, you can find some of these past shows where, you know, it was printed in the newspaper. We have the printing. All of these Air Force colonels and generals saying, yes, we have crash remains. Yes, we have bodies. And then the very next day, we have weather balloons.
Yeah. yeah. It's a little faster. Almost as fast as they did with Snowden. And
yeah. No. And I mean, it's fascinating that we as a culture It's almost as if we want to be asleep. We want to believe because there is such a fear of the unknown that it's almost easier to believe a lie if it makes you or gives you the perception of safety, whereby the ultimate safety is the freedom of your own spirit, the wisdom to see the gift of every action versus the fear of the lower consciousness.
Well, that's lovely. You know, one of the things that we must remember for those of you that are saying yes to a conscious spiritual path is that the world carries with it the Wizard of Oz illusionary nature.
And
the world will reorganize itself in order to match the energetics that you are projecting. And you may say, now, how can this be? How can we have one truth for one person and another truth for another person? The answer is quite simple. There is a collective verifiable truth.
Right.
And then there is the impact that is individuated.
Yes.
And the impact of an event will vary based upon the listener, based upon the viewer.
Very true.
And that's one of the ways we get this multifaceted, subjective experience. You know, one of the things that Archangel Zadkiel said to us early on when we were talking about, well, what's going to happen in 2012? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen as our globe?
And we've always been given accurate information. I am so grateful. We have had some of the most accurate information come through consistently for 12 years.
And one of the things they said was that 2012 represents an energy, not a date.
Yes.
And so that you could kind of, if you thought of 2012 symbolically as the Earth arriving at a certain astrological, astronomical situation
and
relative to the other planets.
Absolutely.
Together with a certain energetic coming forward from the Earth and from the people, that we're not cooked yet. this baby's
but
still
we are
in the
cooking.
Oven.
Man, are we cooking? And I don't know if there's enough yeast in that bread to raise it. And I'm praying there is because that's what the passionate action is. It's the yeast to raise.
And so one of the things I want to offer to you today is what Zadkiel said to me when I asked about, well, at that time, are we going to have a UFOs landing and or some sort of false flag event?
Right, right.
And Zadkiel shared with me a couple of things that I don't think we've shared publicly yet.
And I think we need to share them, but let's do it right after this break, Sri, because it's powerful stuff.
Building the energy here.
I am.
We do have some things to share about what could indeed be
coming. And these are some things we have not shared before. So so hang in there. We're going to be right back with some powerful revelations.
See the messages.
Namaste, beloved one. This is Kira Ra, and I am inviting you to take a journey of the soul in the land of the heart. Imagine your life free from chaos and filled with creative clarity. Imagine waking up each day in your private lakefront casita, greeted by brilliant sun, flowers, and birds. It is here that you will effortlessly resurrect your divine blueprint in pristine energy. Yes, I am inviting you to join us for a personal resurrection vacation retreat at beautiful Lake Atitlan, Guatemala. Here, you can rejuvenate your life as you indulge in Tosa Spa cuisine, private healing sessions, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and loving support. Imagine enjoying pure air, zero noise pollution, and endless stars in this ascended nirvana. The time is now to claim your true joy. Learn more by visiting SriAndKira.com and just click on the Resurrection Vacation Treat page. Tosa La Laguna, healing lives, healing hearts. We welcome you home.
The path of self-ascension is a conscious decision that brings your life experience into alignment with soul consciousness, the rare gift of an active approach to living in the heart and manifesting the present moment. Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra invite you to visit Self Ascension Magazine, a free online self-ascension hub that lifts your spirits and frees your heart to soar. On the Self Ascension Magazine website, you can read Sri and Kira's perspectives on what's happening today, discover a daily meditation and weekly practice, watch special video and audio clips, follow Kira Ra's messages from the Archangelic Realm, and learn about upcoming events or courses. Relax and enjoy a visit to Self Ascension Magazine online at www.sriandkira.com. Explore, participate, and unfold this rare treat for yourself. Remember, that's ShriandKira.com.
Welcome back. We are glad to be with you today, and we're
really
having some fun here.
Oh my goodness!
Talking about UFOs, angelic messages,
and the misinformation and chaos that's being created. And, you know, we're at that powerful time on the planet. We're in the middle of a summer of three super moons. We are diving into August, and August is going to be huge. So I just want to give you guys one more reminder: August 6th, join Sri and I for a free telecall. We're going to be discussing all of the revelations for August, more of what's coming up, plus doing a worldwide ceremony to really help with the energy of August, because August promises to be a huge month globally. Talk about deciphering the chaos and misinformation. And hey, right before the break, Sri, you were kind of teasing us all and getting ready to divulge some information that Zodkiel gave to us quite a while ago. And this is really a powerful revelation.
It is indeed, because one of the things that is maybe a little beyond our brains to comprehend is how there could be so many unique experiences, yet we have this information age where we tend to kind of verify things are going on.
Absolutely.
And we touched on that a minute ago by saying that the interpretation and the understanding of what is seen is unique, because it depends on the listener.
Right.
The other thing I want to remind folks before I share what I'm going to share is that we have actual video of phenomena. I mean, some pretty amazing stuff.
Well, and ironically,
energy balls of energy emanating from
dripping,
flying
or flying things. And as a matter of fact, it was supposed to be on UFO Hunters. We had Bill and the entire UFO Hunter staff at our ranch in New Mexico, and they were there filming for several days, and it was so real that the producers cut it at the last minute.
Yeah, we don't know their logic.
This was right near the end when UFO Hunters was getting pulled off the air for being too real.
However, here's the funny thing. First off, the phenomenon are awesome. When a person sees it, there's a momentary, oh my goodness, we are not alone.
And you
there's
can't deny
so
it.
So much going on beyond our filters, our vision. And then there's the folks sitting right next to you that see nothing. And I mean
this
quite seriously.
That's true, because before we had signed it over to UFO Hunters, which we can now use it again because they're off the air, we showed it at a few events around the United States. And it would be funny because half the audience would sit there going, oh my God, while those who really didn't want to see it were going, what? What?
What are you seeing? I don't see any moving balls
of
light.
We finally had to put it in slow motion, amplified, for those people to go, oh.
Now the reason I say that is everybody is a little bit victimized by your own sensory system.
True.
You know, and those of that are willing to accept disconforming information are perhaps going to see more things than those that have a rather black and white
perception.
Or the intelligence that's modulating the perceptual filters is more limited in what it'll let in.
So, Sri, tell them what you're going to tell them.
So here's one of the first things. With that as your preface, one of the I was talking with Archangel Zodkiel about 2012, what's going to happen to the Earth at these times, and UFOs. And one of the things Zodkiel said was, everyone will have the experience they are seeking,
which is really a profound prophetic statement, because there's a lot of people seeking a lot of very interesting experiences.
And I took it a little more definite. That was a rather broad stroke.
Extremely,
everyone will have the experience they're seeking.
Yeah.
Now, at first glance, that's a very benevolent universe that says you can have exactly what you're looking for.
Except, what are you calling in?
And then there's the what are you calling in?
Right.
And I said, well, does that mean there will be ships? I know some folks that definitely believe there are extraterrestrials that will inhibit any form of atomic war and will send a ship down to rescue folks.
Right.
I know people who believe that. And Zodkiel said again, everyone will have the experience they are looking for.
Which is, again, a very fascinating response.
And
but then it gets better. It gets richer.
Well, it gets more interesting. And I didn't ask whether that those words were true or false, because when he says this, it reminds me that we are powerful co-creators.
We are.
And whether we have this experience in a quasi dreamtime state or whether it's in a video cameras rolling kind of public TV forum, don't know. Let's just leave that out of it for the moment and consider the possibility that there are multiple scenarios that could play out.
Right.
And again, being a little bit fascinated by the whole UFO phenomenon, I asked this angelic being, Zodkiel, I said, will we have a undeniable visitation, something that will really,
that people cannot deny. I mean, that's really what you said.
Because I personally have this belief that the world needs to be shook a little bit.
Well, and we are shaking, but you're talking on a much bigger level.
I am talking on a big scale because it reminds me a little bit of that movie that came out, When the Earth Stood Still.
I love that movie.
And how they
both versions.
They were both versions, but both versions were basically saying, humanity, you need to wake up.
Well, it's basically saying you've destroyed yourself and we're here to protect the planet.
And so I guess with a little bit of that radical theme in mind, I asked this question of Zodkiel. And Zodkiel, here's the fun thing or interesting thing that was responded. Zodkiel said, Sri Ramka, there will be undeniable alien ships that will come.
However,
the first ships that come will be the manipulated presence that they are actually in a conspiracy with your leadership on the planet. It is the second wave that comes that are the authentic benevolent beings who have come to say hello.
And, you know, that's the first time you've shared that publicly. And I appreciate you doing that because we're getting close to that moment. Very close to that moment. And we've kind of held that information in because there's a responsibility. When we receive this information from the archangelic realm, you know, there's a responsibility because one of the word pact I want to use, one of the pacts we have is that we will never interfere with the path of another. And sometimes when you hear something prophetic or you have somebody share information with you about the future, it can interfere with your own process. And so we only share this because the time is near and there's such a wave toward fear that it's important to have clarity. And you know, if we say something that doesn't resonate, then throw it out.
Absolutely.
And if it resonates, keep it in.
And one of the reasons we haven't discussed this openly earlier than now is we're not here to create an activistic attitude toward our government or any of the governments of the planet.
Passionate action.
However, circumstances on our planet are such now that people are demanding more authenticity.
Absolutely.
They're beginning to see a lot of the corporate and other manipulations that are going on through the governments, and it's not quite as out there to think that a government might stage a false flag event that includes alien presence.
You know, we all know that there's lots of speculation about many other false flag events and other things that are happening. And again, we want to leave that to your good mind, to your good heart, to really decipher what is true. However, what we are sharing with you is that as this show focuses on deciphering the chaos, as we bring this month of messages from other dimensions to a culmination, what we want to truly inspire and invite you to consider is that we are responsible co-creators, and that as we are having more and more contact, Sri and I this month, July 10, 2014, had bar none, I think one of the biggest extraterrestrial contacts we've ever had in this form, in a densified form, where it was very, very tangible, where it was very visible.
Multiple ships.
Exactly.
And messages.
And seen by many people. And again, we have some video, but it's not that great. And so really, as this month comes to a conclusion, what we're inviting you to do is maybe go back and listen to all these shows, starting with our show with James Gilliland, moving through our shows with the other people that do the work that Sri and I do, and to allow yourself to recognize that we are part of a much greater collective of divine beings. And how you awaken to that is your individual experience. And certainly people can slumber right through this. That's their journey. It's not for anyone to judge. And there are those who are very awake to this. That's their journey.
And for those of you that are awake to what's going on, I want to remind you, we're not the only inhabited planet.
For sure.
There are several others.
Many others.
However, we may be one of the most
dense
of those planets.
Well, we've actually had that information come in from the archangelic realm, which is why being here is such a courageous act.
It does take courage to deal with a planet that has this much chaos and tragedy going on when people know better yet don't know how to do better.
True.
And this is why I would suspect that many of our brethren on other planets are just kind of letting us have our time.
And being peace-filled.
And
you
being
know,
respectful exactly. as we go through our evolutionary process.
You know, and more as we see things evolving on our planet, there's so much that you can look at. So avoid getting distracted by looking at too much. You can actually confuse yourself. And that confusion is part of what the powers that be use to help propagate misinformation. Confusion is a powerful energy for them.
Actually, confusion is a gateway to the hypnotic
exactly.
State. And that hypnotic state of mind, it makes you easy to manipulate.
Right.
So as we come to a close today, I want to remind you that there are so many spiritual practices in our writings and practices that you may have discovered elsewhere that center you, that bring energy and clarity to you. Now, more than ever, it's up to you to calm the waters in your personal space.
Absolutely. And as we are voyaging through this summer of super moons, August plans to be extremely hot on many levels. Make a note, join us August 6th for our free teleworkshop. It's at 5:30 Pacific time. Send an email to guest@shreeandcareradio.com so we can get you connected with the call. And next week, our first show of this extraordinary series will feature Robbie Holtz. Robbie is an Aboriginal healer, really fascinating connection with the earth, with the Aborigines. We're going to be talking also about our connection with the Maya, a powerful way to begin a month of heal ourselves, heal our planet as we connect with our galactic brethren.
And so, beloved listeners, we invite you to take a deep breath in and smile.
I am.
Because truly it's been a joy to be with you. And until we have the opportunity to be with you again next week, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shreeandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shreeandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.